A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Tzadi Ches, Kesubas 98. Pagination is 195. Starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, counting up from the wide lines, 4 lines. Almana Shoyse Kesubasa Masai, a woman who's a widow, and she's entitled to 200 in her Kesuba. Umachra Shavamana Bimasayim, and she sold a field belonging to the estate in order to collect her money. She took something, good business lady, she took something that was worth 100, and she got 200 for it. She did a good deal. Or, conversely, she took a property that should have sold for 200, and she sold it for 100. So she's claiming now, I still want another 100. The halacha, which the Mishnah states, is niskabla kesuvasa. She has accepted her kesuba, and she's not entitled to anything more. Let's go through the two cases again. She's either selling something worth 100, and she got 200. So she's claiming, you only lost a field worth 100. You still owe me another field. And we answer her and say, you got 200. That's it. The field ended up producing 200 for you, and that's what you pocketed. So you already got your ksuba. Or the reverse case. You took a property worth 200. You sold it for 100. Tough. You botched up. You should have been able to get 200 for that field. And again, in this case, niskablo kesuvasa, we tell her, you've already collected, you got, as far as we're concerned, 200, and you have nothing more to claim. Let's go down to the Gemara, one line up. Maishina shave masayim bemone. Let's approach this logically. When she sold a 200 value field for 100, Da Amrila, we tell her, At Afsadita, you botched up. You're the one who influenced the price of the field, and you should have gotten 200. You only got 100. It's your fault. Shavemone b'masayim nami. Why can't you follow that logic when she did well? And she sold a 100 for 200. Nami tema, she should be able to say, Anna arvachna, I'm the one who influenced it. And I should get the benefit, and you still owe me another field of 100. In other words, are you taking into account her influence, or you're not taking into account her influence? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Rav Nachman said, in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, there's something very fundamental going on over here when she reaps additional benefit from a field by selling it at a fantastic price to her benefit. Kan Shana Rebbe, this is what Rebbe talked about. Hakol Leva'al Hama'os, the benefit goes to the owner of the asset. And she's selling the field. We're glad that she influenced it in a good way, but the fact is that when an agent influences property in a good way and gets a good deal, he gets that good deal for the person who sent him or her. Kidatanya, as we learnt, there's a bit of a contradiction, and this is the way it's resolved. What's the contradiction? Hosifu lo achas yesera. If the seller adds on one item when he does the deal, skip a line, Rabbi Yossi Omer Cholkin. Rabbi Yossi says the messenger and the owner are going to divide that extra benefit. As we'll see in a moment, it's considered a gift, and we're not sure to whom the gift should belong. On the one hand, the messenger is standing there right in front of him. On the other hand, it's the person who's truly buying the item that deserves the gift, and therefore they divide it. Ve'atanya, there's a different brisa which seems to be contradictory. Rabbi Yossi Omer, also in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Hakol Leva'al Hamos, the benefit goes entirely to the person who sent the messenger, to the person who owns the money. Amar Rami Bar Chama lo kasha. Rami Bar Chama explained it. Kan bedavar sheyesh lo kitzva. If it's something that has a set price, so then it's abundantly clear that something was added. So then that added thing is considered a gift, and they will divide it. Kan bedavar she'ein lo kitzva. But if something that doesn't have a set price, and therefore it's a price fluctuation, then we do not view it as a gift, but rather as a sale at a good deal. And therefore, the benefit in such a case would go entirely to the person who sent the messenger. Our case is as if the estate, the husband, the inheritors, sent her as a messenger to sell the property. They may not really have agreed to send her as a messenger, but in effect, that's what she's doing when she takes this initiative to do her collection. And the property doesn't have a set price so that it's clear that if you get more or less, that it should be a separate item that has to be divided, for example. But rather, it's the item itself fluctuates in price. On property, some people are willing to pay way over the market price because they want that particular property. And therefore, the rule is going to be that the benefit goes entirely to the owner of the property and not to the agent. Amar Rav Papa says, Hilchasa, this is the way we paskin, Dovar sheyesh lo kitzva cholkin. If it's an item that has a set price and you could identify what it was that was added, then they have to divide that added item. But davar she'ein lo kitzva, something that does not have a set price, then we say that the price of the item itself changed during the deal, but the deal was done with the person who sent the messenger, and that's the person who got the benefit of the higher price. Hakol leval hamos, everything goes to the owner of the money. My kamash malon, what is Rav Papa accomplishing by telling us hilchasa? That's exactly the answer that was given by Rami Bar Chama a moment ago. And the Gemara answers, shinuya deshaninan shinuyahu, to let you know that the answer of Rami Bar Chama is indeed the correct resolution of these two statements of Rabbi Yossi. On the one hand, Rabbi Yossi said, cholkim, divide it. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi said, hakol leval amos, it goes to the original owner, and the messenger gets nothing of it. And this indeed is the resolution. We need to assess whether it should be viewed as a matana, as a gift, in which case they divide, or should it be viewed as a fluctuation in price, in which case it belongs entirely to the person who sent the messenger. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.